Welcome to the Friday edition of the Drivecast. My name is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point Westerville. And this past week was Easter, and we were able to celebrate that together. And we finished up our series called Rebel, about the life of Jacob. And in that series, we've been saying every week that God's perfect plan of redemption includes imperfect and broken people. This past Monday on the Drivecast, I mentioned that Jacob had 12 sons, and one of those sons, Joseph, he favored above all the rest. And as a result of that, his brothers resented him, and through incredible circumstances, they actually sold him to slave traders, and he became a slave in Egypt in the house of Potiphar, who was an official guard of Pharaoh. Well, eventually he finds himself in prison, and he was able to interpret the dream of a cupbearer to Pharaoh, and he asked the cupbearer, "Hey, remember me when you get to Pharaoh." Well, Pharaoh then, 2 years later, has an incredible dream, and the cupbearer says, "Hey, you need to go find this guy, Joseph." And so he had Joseph cleaned up and brought in front of Pharaoh, and he told Pharaoh the dream. And with God's help, Joseph was able to explain to him that what the dream meant is that there will be 7 years of plenty in all of Egypt and the surrounding areas. But then it will be followed by 7 years of famine. And Pharaoh would need to continue to house all of the extra food over the course of that 7 years so that they wouldn't be swallowed up by the 7 years of famine. And through those incredible set of circumstances, Joseph finds himself in charge of all of Egypt. And once the 2 years of famine started up in the land of Canaan, Jacob told his sons, "Go to Egypt and buy food." They end up going down to Egypt, and now Joseph is in power down there. Through this circumstance, they end up becoming reunited, and eventually he ends up going back, and he's able to see his father, Jacob, and the whole family's reunited. Well, so they're all living there, and basically because of these incredible circumstances, because they sold him into slavery, because he had been put in prison, because he was able to interpret the dream, and because now he's in charge now of his second command of all of Egypt, God used Joseph to provide the salvation of the entire family from this famine, and they were given land in Egypt where they could thrive, and just an incredible time that God has used Joseph in order to provide this salvation for the family. It's interesting as we look at that, that God does use incredible circumstances to provide salvation. He sent his son to die on a cross to pay the penalty for your and I's sin. And on Easter, what we celebrate is that God raised Jesus from the dead. And as a result of that, we can have a relationship with him. That's the beauty of the gospel. And you see that right there in Joseph. And one other thing about Joseph that's interesting, when Jacob finally passes away, his brothers say to him, say to each other, now that our father's dead, if there's ever going to be retribution for the wickedness that we did to our brother Joseph, now's the time it's going to happen. But Joseph tells them that what you meant for evil, God meant for good. God chose these circumstances on purpose to provide a salvation that only he could do through these circumstances. And I would just remind you, even today, that if you've been struggling, if you find yourself holding out for hope, that look into the gospel. Look into what God has provided. You can see the hint of the gospel all the way back with Joseph and his brothers. And you need to see it in your life today. So I would just challenge you to even right now pray and thank God for the time that you started to realize what the gospel is in your life. And never lose hope because of what God has done through his gospel. Maybe just talk to him about that right now. If there's an area of your life that you're struggling to understand what's happening, just know that God uses all things together for the good, for his purposes, for those who love him. So I just want to thank you for being part of the Drivecast this week, and we look forward to talking to you next week. Have a great day.